Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Imagine countdown clocks in subways, free crosstown buses, cleaner subway stations, faster express bus service for outer boroughs, a 311 transit hotline. Part of Mike Bloomberg's MTA reform plan.
And on it goes, that ad, for the rest of its 30 seconds. And more and more and more and more. And now we'll have a quick call in to end the show on Mayor Bloomberg and his ubiquitous campaign ads. And, oh, my goodness, you have filled our phone boards already just from my mention of this before the break. So when people finish up, it's 212-433-WNYC. Or you can post to our comments page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. I ask partly because the Quinnipiac poll out last week finds the mayor with high job approval ratings, over 60% as he runs for a third term, but low ad approval ratings. So according to Quinnipiac, of the 78% of voters who have seen the mayor's TV commercials for his reelection campaign, 47% say they're annoying and 41% say they're informative. Republicans like the ads more than Democrats. Republicans, by a 52 to 38% margin, say the commercials are informative. Democrats say 48 to 41% that they're annoying. Independents, by the way, by a couple of points, are the most annoyed at 50 to 41%. Only 15% of those who have seen the ads say they make them more likely to vote for Bloomberg, while 18% say less likely. And 64% say they won't make a difference, including 66% of independents. Now, by most estimates, the mayor has already spent around $20 million on his campaign. So if you believe the Quinnipiac results, that's a lot of cash just to increase the number of people who find your messages annoying. So we'll ask the questions they ask. Do you find the mayor's campaign commercials informative or annoying? 212-433-WNYC. And will these ads make you more or less likely to vote for the mayor for re-election? And I'll throw in one more, since we already know from the poll that more people find them annoying. Which is the most annoying Bloomberg commercial, if you've got one to single out for its uniquely annoying mix? 212-433-WNYC. As people finish up, we'll also talk in a minute to the Quinnipiac poll director, Mickey Carroll. But Jeffrey in Murray Hill, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
More Brian? Annoying or more informative?
Well, definitely more annoying. I mean, the man has spent so much money. He spent, I think, close to, by the time he's done, maybe close to $200 million on his three campaigns. Of course, this third one is going to be illegal because he bought it, I feel. But, you know, my kid goes to PS3. There's overcrowding in that area and a lot of overcrowding in other schools, especially Upper East Side, Upper West Side. He could have spent that money on building schools. He could have really spent his money to make the city better.
Well, the campaign
money. Instead of himself.
Well, he can't spend, I mean, to be fair, he can't spend campaign money, his personal money, on city functions, right? He's not going to just spend, and we're talking, you said $200 million with an M when all is said and done. I know that's his opponent, Bill Thompson's, estimate of what he's going to spend. I think the mayor spent less than $100 million on each of his previous campaigns. We'll see if he does actually top that mark. But I'm not sure those two pots of money. Are you asking him to throw hundreds of millions of dollars?
Well, I'm saying if he really wants to do good for the city, the other, I mean, one of the ads he has is...
And he gives a lot to charity.
Well, if he wants to give to charity, that's great. If he wants to do something great for the city, let him use his money to do something great for the city instead of spending it. Why don't you, you know, level the playing field? Why don't you spend as much as Thompson spends and let him get elected on his merits instead of on his money?
Jeffrey, thank you. Susan on the Upper East Side, annoyed by the ads, right?
Well, if he wants to give to charity...
Oh, Susan's not there. Let's try Patricia in Flushing. Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
Annoyed or informed?
Oh, totally annoyed. And one more phone call from him, and he's lost all possibility of a vote.
Do you have a most annoying Bloomberg ad?
No, I'm very annoyed by the 3 to 4 mailings, gorgeous color print jobs that I get in my mailbox every single week, followed up by an annoying phone call saying, am I going to vote for him? And I say back to them, let's see who's running against him.
Thank you, Patricia. Heather in Williamsburg, I think you have a most annoying ad, right?
I do. I haven't been paying quite as much attention as to the radio and TV, but I get the glossy mailers, as the previous caller noted, which is super annoying because they're really expensive. But the most annoying one is about the reforms that he's pledging to make to mass transit, because he's going to clean up the stations. You know, I mean, and all of the, I don't have it in front of me, but all of the things, I looked at that, and all the things he had listed.
Oh, that's the one we just played. Countdown,
yeah,
clocks in
exactly.
The subways, free crosstown buses, cleaner stations, faster express bus service, and a 311 transit hotline.
Right, okay. Well, the mailer I got wasn't quite as developed as that.
Uh-huh.
Like, the pledges were, I mean, some of those things sound really good, you know, like free crosstown service and faster express buses. But you know, it all seems like a lot of hype and not a lot of content. And it's really frustrating because, like, with the transit thing, it was like, you know, vote. It had a card that you could, you know, cut out from the mailer to send in to say that you support Mike Bloomberg's campaign to reform transit. And it's like, we need better transit in a meaningful way.
Heather, thank you very much for your call.
You work part-time to pay your way through community college, but then you're denied the financial aid you need. Mike Bloomberg says, why punish the hardworking middle class? His affordability...
And they go on and on and on and on. Mickey Carroll is here, executive director of the Quinnipiac poll. Hi, Mickey.
Hey, Brian. Good. You liked our poll, I guess.
Right. I thought it was an interesting commercial. I mean, an interesting question, forgive me, about the commercials. Why did you ask about the commercials?
Well, we asked for a couple of reasons. One, because they're ubiquitous, no question. They're all over the place. Two, because the campaign itself, the who's going to win, Thompson or Bloomberg, is sort of boringly consistent. In despite all the people who don't like the ads and say they'd be less likely to vote for the mayor, 50-35 New Yorkers tell Quinnipiac they're going to vote for the mayor. So this spiced it up a little bit. And also, it's an interesting issue, don't you think?
It's an interesting question. I think that, you know, this year, with, as the first caller was saying, with the suspension of term limits making people so angry at him, his campaign spending may be seen in more of a negative light than it was in the past because it's so going to swamp whoever his Democratic opponent turns out to be.
Oh, right. And, Brian, also, let's face it, the people who are calling up, who are calling you, are not going to say, gee, I love those ads.
Right. And that's so the nature. The nature of talk radio. People with more of a gripe are the ones who tend to call.
Precisely.
But, you did a scientific poll, and you found the same thing, that people were more
inclined to say they were annoyed that they were annoying than informative,
and more people were less likely to vote for the mayor as a result than more likely in your poll, and so he's spending tens of millions of dollars on a net negative?
Well, that's a hard question, Brian, because the big positive, 50-35, is an amalgam of everything, the ads and the people and the history and so forth.
That's
and so
his
on.
Lead they, over to a matchup with Thompson.
Yeah, 50-35, and you know, that's not even close.
And I suspect, Mickey, that the real impact of the ads can't be measured in a poll, because people who respond on the conscious level may say they're annoyed, like our callers, but when this goes on for $60, $70, $80 million, it gives the subconscious impression that this man is the mayor, he's in charge, and he's inevitable.
And he wants your vote. And 50-35, they tell Quinnipiac, yeah, they're going to vote for him. Brian, the other one, I've forgotten what the number was, but we asked, is it overkill? People said, oh, yeah, it's overkill. And then, you know, you could say it is, but then the next question is, so what are you going to do about it? And the answer is, we're going to vote for Mayor Bloomberg.
What about the last caller who was on, Heather, who said that there was a card to clip from the flyer that she got in the mail to send in and say, I support Mayor Bloomberg's proposals for the MTA. Were you familiar with that? Because, of course, other campaigns...
I get that stuff. I'm a New York City resident, and I'm a prime voter, so I get all this stuff. But to tell you the truth, maybe it's because I covered politics for so long, I generally glance at it and throw it out, so I don't know.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I hadn't noticed the clip.
Well, you get
and
the stuff too,
I
right?
know, I get them, and I hadn't noticed a mail back. And, of course, for most campaigns, if they want you to mail back something, it's money. And Bloomberg is not asking for that because he's self-funded. So I was just curious if you knew about what that might be. You want to stay on and take a call before we run out of time?
Sure, go
How
ahead.
How about Mary in the Bronx? Mary, you're on WNYC.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
We've received many, many glossy ads in the mail, but what prompted me to decide to work as a volunteer for whoever runs against Bloomberg is that one day I received a a personally addressed card, handwritten. I opened it up, and it said, "Dear Mary, thank you for talking with the Bloomberg volunteer who came to your door the other evening." And then it went on to talk about everything he'd done and everything. And
that's so bad?
Neither my husband nor I had ever talked with any Bloomberg volunteer at the door. And that really infuriated me because it's such an out-and-out lie.
All right. Mary, thank you. Mickey Carroll, we've got about 30 seconds. How do you continue to measure the dynamics in this race?
We'll continue to measure the overall vote, of course, Brian, and we'll try to keep track of things that pop up, like the ads, like the transit proposals. You know, we're going to fix the MTA. Well, you don't run the MTA, Mayor. We did one on Ground Zero, in which Bloomberg didn't get involved in our questioning, but stuff like that. In other words, things that preoccupy, things that New Yorkers care about, Quinnipiac will ask about. And we'll be doing it right up till November.
And just because so many people are calling in about all those glossy ads that they get, if there's any confusion out there, yes, you can recycle glossy paper when it comes in your mailbox. You don't have to throw it in the trash.
Brian, that is perfect for your show.
Thank you very much, Mickey Carroll, Executive Director of the Quinnipiac Poll. Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, and Paige Cowett, also perfect for the show, produced this program. We had intern help today from Tala Al-Husri and Mary Beth Holman. Our senior producer is Megan Ryan, and that's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer.